They say never to work with children.
最好不要跟小孩子一起工作。
Or probably children dressed as animals. Too cute.
非常可爱。
Tough act to follow.
完了以后要长大很困难。
Fortunately, I have an advantage. We're talking about God's word that they just presented, and so it's not about me, it's about him.
我们现在要讲的信息就是刚好刚才读过的这个经文。
So Merry Christmas to you all. It's good to have you with us this morning.
大家圣诞快乐。
We are going to be concluding our series that we've been doing in the English service called The Art of Celebration.
在英文堂过去几个礼拜我们有一连串的信息我们在讲庆祝的艺术。
And through the last couple of months, we have been looking at what it means to worship.
我们在讲我们来敬拜神是什么意思。
And so today we are going to be looking at the experience that the shepherds had at the manger and in Bethlehem that morning.
那今天我们要讲的是牧羊人在圣诞节那一天他们的经验。
So I've described today's sermon with the title Change of Rhythm.
今天的信息是生命节奏的改变。
Rhythm is defined this way. It's movement or procedure with uniform or pattern recurrence of a beat, accent, or something like that.
节奏呢就是一个有均匀或是有规律的一个拍子有音调这样子的过程或是一个动作。
And oftentimes for those of us that have musical talent or interest, we recognize when there is a change in that rhythm in the musical presentation.
喜欢音乐的人你们都会注意到有时候在一首曲子里面会有改变他们的节奏。
Particularly if you're fond of like jazz music, you will notice sometimes some sections are going to be faster or slower, or there is just a very distinct rhythmic beat to it.
尤其是在爵士乐，有时候会比较快一点，有时候会比较慢一点，你可以注意到它的改变。
And oftentimes the musician or the composer do that in order to highlight a certain section or to maybe bring greater emphasis to that particular part of the musical piece.
音乐家用这种方式来强调某一个信息或是某一段曲子。
So when it comes to change of rhythm, in that context, it can be a pleasant thing, something that we absolutely enjoy.
所以这样子在音乐上面这个节奏的改变其实是一个很好听的。
However, when it comes to our health, when there's a change in rhythm in our heartbeat, that may not be as enjoyable.
但是我们讲到我们的身体，如果我们的心脏的韵律、我们的节奏有改变的话，就不是那么好了。
So I double checked with Dr. James here before we went on, make sure that my terminology was correct. But the term is arrhythmia.
So 这个专有名词叫做心律不整。
And with that, it is primarily when there is an alteration of the rhythm of the heartbeat, whether faster or slower, or maybe an additional beat at times.
就是讲到我们心脏跳动，有时候太慢，有时候太快，有时候就是不规则。
And being out of that normal rhythm sometimes can be very harmless, but sometimes could actually be quite a medical emergency.
那有一些心率是正常的，但是有一些比较担心的这种心率，我们就要小心要去看医生了。
But the reality is that there's changes all the time that are happening in our bodies.
但事实上我们的身体一直都是在改变的。
And so today, as we look at the encounter that the shepherds had with not only the angels, but with the baby Jesus, I want to submit to you that we will look at a change of rhythm not only in their hearts, but certainly in their lives.
所以今天我们来看这些牧羊人，当他们看到天使，当他们来看到耶稣基督，在他们的生命的改变，不只是他们心率的改变，而是在生命节奏的改变。
So why don't we open up in a word of prayer and we'll get started.
我们低头先祷告。
Our Father, we welcome your presence here this morning.
天父，我们希望您在这里与我们在一起。
We thank you for the visual presentation that the children and students have provided for us.
我们感谢您，我们的小孩青少年施工给我们一个很活跃的这个印象。
As we look at the scripture passage and try to imagine what it must have been like for those shepherds that day.
那今天我们来看经文，来想象当初的那牧羊人他们所遭遇的情况。
As they encountered the divine,
当他们看到了圣洁的神
，and came away changed,
那改变了他们的一生。
May our encounter with you this morning
希望我们今天早上也能够在这里见你。
Have the same kind of effect on our lives.
有同样的作用，改变我们的生命。
We ask that you would reveal yourself in a very unique and special way this morning.
求你今天早上就把你自己显现给我们。祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. So as our children and students have depicted for us, here are a couple of artist renderings of the worship of the shepherds.
这有两幅很有名的画，都是讲到牧羊人的崇拜。
As we've been going through this series, I've been finding different art pieces that depict both the type of artwork that we are talking about, or in this case, scenes of the nativity.
所以在这一系列的这个讲章里面Pastor Jay用各种不同的艺术品来讲解他的信息。
And most every nativity set that is more than just Mary and Joseph often include, and then the Christ child often include shepherds as part of the scene.
通常我们讲到耶稣诞生的时候，我们不只是看到玛利亚跟约瑟，我们也看到牧羊人。
Even the nativity set that we have in our lobby there,have a shepherd, at least one.
让外面我们的一个摆设，你也可以看到有牧羊人在那当中。
And so this was a noble profession when you look through Scripture's history.
在从历史上来看，这是一个很好的职业。
Think about Abraham and his sons and how they were nomadic, but they also had flocks and they were shepherds as well.
你看到亚伯拉罕跟他的小孩跟他的儿子们，他们也是牧羊人，他们也是因为他们有羊群，那慢慢的就变得富有。
But during that captivity in Egypt, most people's perceptions of shepherds changed.
但是在他们在埃及的时候，他们对牧羊人的看法不太一样。
The Egyptians were not so kind or welcoming to that profession.
埃及人并没有特别欢迎这些游牧民族牧羊人。
To the point when Abraham's family, Joseph, and Jacob's family, Joseph, were coming to Egypt, they were put into a separate area away from the main cities.
所以当雅各他们一家人来到埃及的时候，他们住的地方是跟他们埃及人是分开来的。
And it was that perception of the shepherds as being kind of an outcast is what started to permeate the culture at that point.
从那个时候开始，就好像这些牧羊人就是被分开来了，有点被看不起。
So by the time of Jesus' birth, they were no longer considered wealthy, powerful, influential people.
所以在耶稣诞生的那个时候，这些牧羊人已经不是那种很有钱、很有权势的人了。
Being a shepherd was relegated to maybe the youngest child in the family, or maybe even just hired people.
所以这些牧羊人通常是家里最小的小孩子，或者去看羊，或者是请人家来帮他们看羊。
You think about King David, who was the youngest of his family, and while his brothers were off fighting war and doing great things, he was left to care for the flocks.
我们可以想到大卫王当他小时候他的哥哥他们出去打仗的时候，他被留下来看羊。
And so this had become just a very ordinary task.Given to ordinary people.
这变成了一个很平凡的工作，是给一些很平凡的人做的事情。
So in our text this morning, we're in Luke chapter 2, from verse 8 through verse 20.
我们今天要看路加福音第二章第八到二十节。
We start with this scene where the shepherds are just out in the field watching over flocks.
在这里讲到牧羊人在夜间按着更次看守羊群。
Again, these are more likely to be young men that were hired by the owner of these sheep.
这些应该是被雇来的年轻人来看羊。
Just simply given the task to care for someone else's property.
给他们工作，所以来看别人的羊。
So the first thing I want us to understand is that, they were ordinary people.
所以他们只是一些很平凡的人。
When God came and made his great announcement of the birth of his son, he came...to the common man.
当神来到这世上，他宣告耶稣基督诞生的时候，是对这些很平凡的人来宣告的。
And because society had not welcomed them as they once had, they were among the forgotten people.
所以那个时候，他们这些牧羊人是不太被看得起的人，所以他们也被这个社会遗忘了。
In this country, with the recent election cycle, the idea of the forgotten man has certainly gained more prominence through this last presidential election.
在过去今年这个美国的总统大选里面，有很多也提到这些在社会上被遗忘的这些人。
The idea that there are some people within this nation that we just forget what they're going through.
在我们的国家里面有一些人，我们就是忘记他们在我们当中他们做的什么事。
We forget the struggles that they are having to deal with day in and day out.
我们忘记了他每天的辛劳。
And I think it says a lot about us that we get caught up in our own lives, in our own struggles, in our own things that we've got to accomplish that we forget about our fellow man.
我们常常只注意到我们自己每天的生活，我们自己的挣扎，但是没有想到别人。
And sometimes for those that serve us, whether it's a waiter or a waitress, or maybe even our mail carriers, these people that do things for us,can very easily become forgotten.
我们常常会忘记一些每天都为我们服务的人，像这些邮差啊，或者是我们去餐厅吃饭的这些使者来帮助我们的。
And in many ways, that's who the shepherds were.
就像当时这个牧羊人就像是这样子的人。
They were just a group of people taking care of someone else's stuff.
他们是一群人在帮助别人看羊。
No one of great importance.
并不是重要的人。
In fact, in some ways, they were considered ceremonially unclean by the religious leaders.
在宗教仪式上，他们也是不洁净的。
Having to deal with the flocks all the time, they would often encounter, a dead animal, whether one of the sheep or something along the path.
在他们工作当中，有时候会有死掉的动物，那他们碰到他们就不洁净。
And it would prevent them from being able to go into the temple and worship.
那他们就不能够到他们的庙堂里面去敬拜。
And sometimes there are people in our lives that are so busy with the stuff that they're going through that they don't have time to come to church and be a part of what we're experiencing here.
在我们生活当中，我们也知道有很多人他们非常忙碌，礼拜天也没有办法来敬拜。
Again, so they were among the forgotten.
他们就是像那一群被遗忘的人。
And yet God came and made the announcement to them.
但是神来了，跟他们宣告这个好消息。
And if you look at verse 8 and 9, you see that the scripture tells us that they were filled with great fear.
第九节讲到，牧羊人听到就甚惧怕。
Undoubtedly, if an angel were to appear right now, most of us wouldn't know what to think.
如果一个天使现在突然在我们面前出现了，我们都不知道怎么想。
So often we read in scripture this description of an angelic being of having multiple wings and maybe covered in eyes and having this ferociousness about it that we just don't know how to react.
有时候经文讲到一些天使，他们有很多翅膀，或者他们有眼睛，所以看起来很可怕。
So fear is not a surprising response to what they had just encountered.
所以惧怕其实是一个很正常的一个反应。
For us, the fearful can be simply thinking about our own lives and the idea of coming to be a part of a church or to becoming a part of a body of believers, knowing that we are among the forgotten or knowing that maybe we will not be accepted.
在我们生活当中，我们也许有我们自己惧怕的东西，我们也有人会惧怕礼拜天来敬拜，因为觉得我们不能够被接受。
So maybe if that's you, or if you know people like that, you are among just some of the ordinary people that God wants to communicate with.
如果你这样觉得，或者你有认识这样子的人，神其实是要跟您说话的。
Continuing on in the text, we see in verses 10 and 11 that the angel tells them, do not be afraid, fear not, because I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，在今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
This was the greatest birth announcement that could ever be imagined.
这真的是一个最好的这个信息。
God sent his heavenly messenger to proclaim the arrival of his son.
天使来这边报说他主耶稣基督在这边出生了。
Today that happens via Twitter or Facebook or any other the social media platforms, maybe even just simply email. But we make announcements a little bit differently these days.
我们现在我们报消息的时候，通常是写个 email 或是用 Twitter 或是用 Facebook 来报告我们的消息。
And what's interesting is with the internet and the electronic media that we have, we can make that announcement and it can go worldwide.
那今天我们来看这个信息可以传播得很快，我们可以上网把这信息传到全世界上去。
But when our children were born, we did it the old-fashioned way and we sent out cards and, you know, telling our friends and family that our children were born.
Pastor Jay, 小孩子出生的时候，他们那个时候他们就写卡片，然后寄给他们的亲戚朋友们。
So one of the interesting things that I had heard is that you can actually send an announcement to the White House.
Pastor Jay 听说我们其实可以有一些报告可以寄给白宫。
And what's amazing is that they will actually respond.
那白宫会反应给你。
So here's a copy of what we got back from President Clinton and his wife when Allison was born.
所以当 Allison 出生的时候，他们写了一个卡片寄给白宫，白宫就回了一个信。
We have one for Jonathan as well. I mean, we didn't neglect him.
Jonathan 也有一封信。
But the card is the same card.
是同样的卡片。
They didn't hand sign these.
不是亲手签的，是印的。
But her birthday is more, more recent, so I chose hers instead.
这个是Allison 的生日。
But it is interesting when you think that, you know, we can make these announcements, and our announcement was just simply said,We just had a baby girl. Nothing, no promises made, just simply statement of fact.
所以我们报告的东西，我们通常就是讲一些事实。我们有一个小 baby 出生了，我们不会有什么应许。
But God's announcement was an extraordinary message.
但神的报告是一个大喜的信息。
And His announcement promised great joy for all people.
他的信息说是大喜，是关乎万民的。
I mean, why would this?Bring joy to the shepherds.
为什么这个消息会带给大喜的信息给这些牧羊人呢？
Why would this announcement bring joy to the world?
为什么这个信息会有好消息带给万民呢？
When you think about who the initial recipients were, they were Jewish young men.
你可以想象当初最先收到这个信息的是犹太人的这些年轻人。
And most likely have gone through the educational system and were familiar with a good amount of the Old Testament.
这犹太人应该有接受他们的教育，也知道旧约里面的一些应许。
And among those passages, the prophecies of this promised Messiah.
那在旧约里面先知就应许了有一个救世主要来到这世上。
Prophecies that would tell them things like that the Messiah would be born of a virgin.
你讲到这个救世主是从童女而生的。
The Messiah would be born in the little town of Bethlehem.
在伯利恒出生。
The Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah.
对，从这个犹大族出生。
He would be from the line of Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕。
And a descendant of Jacob.
雅各的子孙。
And from the kingly line of David.
大卫王的子孙。
All of these were wrapped up in the birth of Jesus Christ.
这些都在耶稣的出生实现了。
And throughout the Old Testament, there are well over 300 plus prophecies that all were made true through the life of Jesus Christ.
在旧约里面有很多关于基督要来他的生平的一些应许，那在耶稣基督上面都实现了。
This waited for Messiah, this anticipated Messiah was born.
这是他们大家等待的这个基督已经出生了。
The one that would save his people had arrived.
这个基督是要来拯救他的人民的。
And this was the promise of joy.
这就是这个大喜的应许。
This is what made that message just that much more extraordinary.
所以这是一个真的是一个非常非凡的一个信息。
And not only was it just for those shepherds, but it was for all the people.
不是只给这些牧羊人，而是关乎万民的。
It was a promise that had the whole world in mind.
这个应许是关于整个世界所有的人。
It was a message that was going to go to the world.
这个信息是要出去传遍全世界。
And the shepherds were given this public invitation to take this message to the rest of the world.
那这个牧羊人是第一个接受这个信息，也给这个责任，他们要公开的去把这个信息传扬出去。
As far as what we can see in Scripture, the angel made no attempt to communicate this message with anyone else but those shepherds.
经文上没有讲到天使有跟其他任何人说这个信息。
And it was upon those shepherds to discover whether or not this was all true.
那就是关于这些牧羊人他们自己要去找这个。
As we continue in the text, we see that they say to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
这是牧羊人说我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事就是主所指示我们的他们就急忙的去了伯利恒那看到了玛利亚和约瑟
So you would think this encounter with the angels would just simply be enough for them to be changed to be different
你会想到说他们看到了天使这件事情就足够改变他们的生命了
If God were to communicate directly with you through one of His messengers, I would imagine, at least for me, that I would be different from that encounter alone.
如果今天神用天使来跟你说他的信息，就这样子单单这样子的接触就可以改变你的生命。
But apparently for these angels, for these shepherds, it just started to create a spark of curiosity and interest in them.
但是这些牧羊人他们看到天使以后就变得非常的好奇
to the point where they were willing and desiring to seek after the truth
他们要去寻求这个真理
to discover if all that they had just heard really is true
他们要去看他们所听到的这信息是不是真的
and so this curiosity starts to build within them
所以他们心里就有这个好奇心
And they say, let's go to Bethlehem and let us see for ourselves.
所以就急急忙忙去伯利恒去看。
I know this was a messenger from God, this angel, and then surrounded by this choir, this army of angels, but I'm still curious.
他们看到天使也听到这些天军他们在唱歌但是他们还是非常好奇。
It's interesting how skepticism seems to creep in for us.
我们常常看到对很多事情我们会怀疑。
And so not only were they curious, but it says that they went with haste. They didn't let anything stop them.
但是这些牧羊人他们很好奇但是他没有迟疑马上就去了。
I would imagine that the only hesitation was who had to stay with the rest of the flock.
他们可能唯一的原因想要留下来是谁要看这些其他的羊。
Because...Again, these were not their sheep. They were simply there to care for someone else's stuff.
因为这些不是他们自己的羊，他们是帮人家看羊的。
And I would think that this encounter with heavenly beings, these messengers from God, would stir the curiosity in every single one of them.
但是他们看到的这个天使，是让他们每一个人心里都很好奇。
So I imagine the only delay...was trying to figure out who had to stay behind.
所以他们可能唯一的迟疑就在想说是谁要留下来看羊。
But there was this desire to seek after the truth and go to Bethlehem and they found exactly what the angels told them they would find.
但他们都有这个心要去寻求真理到了伯利恒就看到天使跟他们说的。
See, there are a number of people who have heard this story many times already.
我想很多人都听过了这个故事。
They know that at Christmas time, it is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ.
他们知道圣诞节是讲到耶稣基督的诞生。
They've heard the stories of the announcement of the angels to the shepherds.
他们也听过天使出现跟牧羊人讲信息。
And the following of a star by Magi from the east.
那东方三博士就是跟着星星来找到了耶稣。
They've been exposed to the truth.
很多人都听过这个真的信息。
And yet, rather than become more curious, to discover whether or not it is real, they just let it go.
但是很多现在人听到这个信息，没有什么好奇心，就是不去想它了。
They're no longer, they're not curious in any way.
他们没有这个好奇心。
In fact, they probably would have been the ones that said, "You guys go into Bethlehem, I'll stay here with the sheep."
他们就是可能是说，哦，你们去伯利恒找这个耶稣，我自己留下来看羊吧。
Are you one that seeks after truth after you hear the messenger of God speak to you?
当你听到神给你的信息的时候，你愿不愿意去寻求这个真理？
See, so often those of us that have grown up in church, we've heard these stories over and over again.
有很多从小在教会里成长的小孩，我想我们听这些信息一遍又一遍的听了很多次了。
And we seem to be content to just let them be stories.
有时候我们想他们就是只是一个故事而已。
We don't allow that curiosity to dig deeper into God's word and to really seek after the truth.
我们没有让那个好奇心让我们来更深入的研究圣经，让我们来寻找神的真理。
And to discover for ourselves that God is who he says he is and that he has done what he says he has done.
我来自己发觉神是真正的神，他做了他说他要做的事情。
So these shepherds, they went to Bethlehem and they found exactly what they were told they would find.
所以这些牧羊人他们到了伯利恒就发现了就像天使说的。
And as we continue on in our text, it says they saw it and they made known the saying that had been told of them concerning this child, and all that heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them.
十七节，既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了，凡听见的都诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
When we reach that point in our lives where what we've heard about God and what we have then discovered on our own, the study of His Word or through our experience, we become convinced by that truth.
在我们生命中某一点，当我们听到了神的消息，当我们研究神的话语，当我们经历了神，我们认识了神以后，
the truth of what God's Word says has this way of beginning to change us.
这个神的话语就会慢慢地改变我们，
beginning to change the rhythm of our hearts，
改变我们的心里的这个节奏，
the rhythm and routine of our lives，
我们生命上面的节奏。
And for these shepherds, they became these ardent messengers，
这些牧羊人就变成一个很热心的这些信息。
They saw what the angels told them they would find，
他看到了天使所说的。
And they just had to tell someone about it.
他们就觉得必须要把这些事情传扬出去。
In such a way, with passion and convincingly, that those that heard it began to wonder themselves.
他们很热心地把这事情传开了，但是那些听见的人都很诧异。
And see, that's the thing about the truth of God's word. When it penetrates our hearts and lives, it begins to change us.
所以神的话语，神的真理进到我们心中，能改变我们。
And it begins to matter to us.
就在我们生命上变成很重要的。
And we start to get excited and passionate about what God's word says.
我们就会很热心而变得很兴奋神的话语。
And when we are fully convinced of the truth, we can't help but tell others about it.
当我们真正的接受这个真理的时候，我们就会把这跟别人讲。
To become those ardent messengers of God's word.
变成一个很热心的一个带信者。
And I'm not talking about being a pastor and standing on a platform and teaching God's word this way only.
我们不是只是讲牧师在台上讲解他的信息。
Because every single one of us who has the Holy Spirit within us has the opportunity and the ability to share what we know.
我们每个人都有圣灵在我们里面，我们都可以分享神的信息。
You've been told the truth.And many of you sought after the truth, and many of you really are convinced of the truth already.
你听过了真理，你也经历了这个真理。
So why are you not telling others?
你为什么没有把这真理传扬出去呢？
These shepherds had no formal training.
这些牧羊人并没有受过什么训练。
These shepherds simply told others what they experienced, what they heard, what they saw, what they knew to be real.
他们就是把他们听到的、看见的、他们知道是真的，就把它传扬出去。
in your bulletin today, there are testimonies from those that were baptized.
我们今天的报告单里面有他们的见证。
And some of them undoubtedly speak to how they came to know Christ for the first time as their Lord and Savior.
很多人讲到他们第一次认识耶稣基督。
But sometimes we think a testimony is only that point in our lives where we first discovered Jesus as our Savior.
我们常常想到见证就是我们第一次接受主的时候。
Let me tell you, your testimony is the truth of the fact that you have a relationship with God, and it may be just simply telling Him what you discovered in your reading this last week.
但是你的见证其实是你每一天跟神的关系，也许就是你这个礼拜读了什么神的话语。
As you've studied the truth of God's word and discovered something new that you hadn't learned before.
当你学了一个新的信息在神的话语里面的时候。
And in sharing that, it's a testimony.
你可以把那个分享出去，这就是你的见证。
And you become a messenger of God's word, the truth.
你就变成神的话语的一个带信者。
The last verse in our passage, it says that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
最后一节，牧羊人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，像他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
So not only were they ardent messengers, but they became ardent worshippers.
他们不只是带信的、带信息的人，他们也变成一个敬拜的人。
They went back to work.
他们回去工作。
Worshipping God.
但是他们也敬拜神。
This encounter that they had with Christ changed their heart and their focus on who God is.
他们看到了耶稣基督，这改变了他们的心，也改变他们的生命。
They didn't walk away from their daily lives.
他并没有就是完全不做他们以前做的事。
They didn't turn their back on their responsibilities.
他们还是有他们的责任。
They just added a heart of worship to all that they were doing.
但是加上他们工作以外，他们也是一个热心的一个敬拜者。
Because they were convinced by this truth.
因为他们被这个真理说服了。
So, I wanted to share this last passage. It talks about Peter and John, where they were standing before the leaders, and it says this of them. They saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and common men, and they were astonished, but they recognized they had been with Jesus.
最后一节讲到《使徒行传》第四章十三节，讲到彼得跟约翰，他们在传扬信息，他们别人看到他们是没有学问的小民。
It had become clear to those that knew them or that were interacting with them that there was something different about them.
所以这些人知道这个彼得跟约翰是有一个很特殊的一个个性。
And the difference was an encounter with Jesus.
因为他们真的遇见了耶稣。
Difference was is that they were convinced by the truth of who Jesus was.
他们被耶稣这个真理说服了。
And for Peter and John, it propelled them to be more bold, and they were among those that God used to spread the gospel message to us today.
所以彼得跟约翰有这个勇气把神的话语传扬出去，直到现在我们也听到这个话语。
These two guys were fishermen.
这两个人只是渔夫。
Again, common, ordinary people.
他们只是平凡的人。
And what's interesting is God continues to this day to use common and ordinary people to send His message to this lost and dying world.
今天神也继续用我们这些平凡的人把他这个信息传扬出去。
God uses ordinary people to do and accomplish extraordinary things.
神用这些平凡的人来做成这些非凡的这些事情。
The message of the angels that changed the lives of shepherds, the forgotten and fearful, still changes lives today.
天使的信息当初传给牧羊人的，改变了他们的生命，也改变了生命今天。
And what's interesting is the truth is hidden in plain sight.
这个真理其实就是藏在我们的眼前。
But can be found by the curious.
但是只要以你那个好奇心，你就可以找得到。
If they don't hesitate, but actually pursue after discovering the truth for themselves.
不要迟疑，去寻求这个真理。
Once you've accepted the truth of who Jesus is and have become convinced that He is the promised Savior and Messiah, What difference does that make in your life?
一旦你接受这真理，耶稣就是我们的救世主的时候，他怎么样改变你的生命？
So this is the question. What difference does Jesus Christ make in your life today?
所以耶稣基督如何改变你的生命？
We celebrate the birth.
我们庆祝他的诞生。
We remember the Christ child.
我们记得这个婴孩的 baby.
Many of us have been convinced of the truth.
我们也被他的真理说服了。
So are you different today?
但是你有改变吗？
Has God made a difference in your life?
神在你的生命上有没有改变了什么？
Whether you have been a follower of Jesus for a long time or have never made that decision, the truth of who Jesus is, this Christ child who we celebrate, can make a difference in your life today.
不管你是非基督徒，或是你已经是基督徒很多年了，这个神的信息能够改变你的生命。
Because that little baby grew up to be a man.
那小婴孩长大成人。
As part of his time living on earth, God in the flesh, he died on a cross.
神道成肉身来到世上，然后为我们死在十字架上。
And he died as payment for our sins.
为我们的罪恶赎罪。
And he was buried and he rose again.
他被埋葬起来，但是三天以后复活。
And he sits at the right hand of the Father today.
坐在天父的右边。
But he extends to us the opportunity to have a relationship with him.
但他邀请我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
To be one of his children.
成为他的儿子。
To be used in an extraordinary way to build his kingdom.
为他所用来建造他的国度。
That is the truth.
那就是真理。
That is the gospel message.
那就是福音的消息。
That is the good news that we proclaim today.
这就是我们今天宣扬的好消息。
News that can bring great joy.
真的是一个大喜的信息。
And news that is available to all people.
这个信息也是大家都可以接受的。
And if you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to consider seeking the truth.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主的话，我希望你能够来寻求这个真理。
Be curious.
有这个好奇心。
See for yourself.
为你自己来寻找。
What God's word says.
神的话语是说了什么。
And if you already are a follower of Christ.
如果你已经是基督徒了。
Be fervent and passionate and ardent in how you tell others about him.
希望你有这个热忱，有这个热心，把这个消息传扬出去。
And how you worship him.
然后你怎么样子来敬拜他。
You don't have to change anything in your routine in your life.
你不需要放弃你生命中改变所有的一切。
To be an ardent messenger and worshiper of the God of the universe.
都变成一个热心的一个带信者，或是一个热心的敬拜者。
What difference has Jesus made in your life?
耶稣基督在你生命上改变了什么？
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father,
天父，
once again, we welcome your presence here.
再次，我们欢迎你与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit continue to convict us to seek after you.
愿你的圣灵继续的带领我们来寻求您。
Even those of us that have known you for many years,
我们有些人可能认识你很久了。
Continue to draw us deeper into our relationship with you.
继续让我们更亲近您。
To love you more.
更爱您。
To worship you more.
来更敬拜您多一点。
To be able to serve you more effectively.
更有效地侍奉您。
We give you the glory that is due your name.
把荣耀归于你的名。
And like the shepherds, as we return to our homes and to our places of work, may we worship you.
就像这些牧羊人一样，当我们回到我们的家里，我们的工作岗位上的时候，我们继续来敬拜你。
Maybe not always in song，
也许不一定是用唱歌的方法，
but with our very lives，
但是用我们的生命来敬拜你。
For you are worthy to be praised，
因为你是配得的。
We thank you for your son，
我们感谢你赐给你的
儿子。We thank you for sending him to this world，
我们感谢你赐下你的独子来到
这世上。To be the Messiah and Savior。
成为我们的基督救主
that you promised so long ago.
像你以前所应许的。
We rejoice and we praise you.
我们心中充满喜乐来敬拜。
And we lift these things up in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督。